Today, I'd like to talk to you about my favorite quarterback of all time, Jim McMahon, the Punky QB. He's born August 21st, 1959, in Jersey City, New Jersey. 6 foot one, 195 pounds, out of Roy High School in Utah. Went to Brigham Young, and in the NFL draft, 1982, first round, fifth pick. Picked up by the Chicago Bears, played for them, played for the Chargers, the Eagles, the Vikings, the Cardinals, the Browns, and then the Packers. And had many career highlights and awards. He's two-time Holiday Bowl MVP, two-time All-American, 1981 Davey O'Brien Award winner, 1981 Sammy Baugh Trophy winner. His BYU Cougars number 9 is retired and going into the NFL Pro Bowl. UPI second team All-NFC, two-time Super Bowl champion. Brian Piccolo Award, UPI NFC Rookie of the Year, and PFW NFL Comeback Player of the Year. Had 119 games played, 97 he started, 100 TDs to 90 interceptions. And his yardage, 18,148. His QB rating, a 78.2. Now, those are all numbers, but what he brought to the Chicago Bears back in 1985 was just pure magic. And his nickname, the Punky QB, came from the Super Bowl Shuffle, him calling that himself. Many, many opportunities for endorsements those years. Many opportunities to get in trouble, too, with Pete Rozelle, the NFL commissioner. He was not supposed to be wearing a headband with the words Adidas on it. It wasn't NFL proper, and so he had to pay $5,000, which doesn't seem like a lot compared to today's money and fines, but it was a great deal of money back then. But he led that team in so many ways. And I could talk about many different aspects of what he did, but one thing in particular that he did was he brought a rebellious attitude, and it was fun to watch at times. But when you step back and look at a life like that, you start to think, what would that look like? I remember one time him saying, I think it was a Taco Bell commercial, he turns and he says, "Rules are boring." And yeah, rules can be boring, but what would it be like if there weren't any rules? Listen to this. It seems that people don't like rules as they represent a kind of restriction. But in fact, life can't be organized without rules. People always need rules and laws to be able to live and deal together. Can you imagine even a game without rules? Of course, it would be a kind of mess. When they play a game, they must follow its rules or it would be unfair. Everything in our life should be restricted with rules or it becomes a mess and unfair. If there are no rules and everyone is free to do whatever they want, most people will probably behave selfishly. We need rules to help us get along and show respect to each other. For example, in schools, if a student ignores rules against talking in class, the teacher will not be able to achieve his goal and other students can't concentrate. Drivers who don't follow traffic laws can cause serious accidents. Doctors, engineers, farmers, everyone in society must behave under rules. Most things we do are governed by rules, which may be unwritten like the rules of social politeness and back up by the legal system. All the rules and laws have the same purpose. They organize the relations between individuals and the society to make it clear what is right and wrong and what happens if someone breaks the rules. They are designed to ensure fairness, safety, and respect for other people's rights. Most of us are basically honest, and knowing the rules means that we usually try to follow them. One reason we do it is to avoid punishment. But the strongest argument for following the rules is to make the world peaceful and fair. Well, I look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 40, and it says this. It's talking about what's going on in church, and it says, "But all things should be done decently and in order." And why is Paul talking about that? Well, he's mentioning it because back in verse 33 of that same chapter 14, he's talking about confusion. He says this, in 33. For God is not a God of confusion, but of peace. And see, that's the key to the whole chapter. The church at worship before God should reflect his character and nature because he is a God of peace and harmony, order and clarity, not strife and confusion. And so when you stop and think about that, in the church that should be going on, in our individual lives that should be going on. And sometimes we look at somebody that plays outside the boundaries and we think, that's pretty cool. That looks like a lot of fun. And it could be. It's most fun for that person. But ultimately, if that's the case, if that was the way that people lived and that's the way people conducted their lives, others would be hurt. Others would suffer as a result of that. If it went to the fullest extent, we've seen that with dictatorships. We've seen that with kings that were out of control, bosses that are out of control, children that are out of control. And so when you heard and when I saw him say rules are boring, it makes you smile because there is something fun about the fact that this guy was willing to push the envelope. But ultimately, if the rules went against him, if somebody was doing stuff outside the rules against him, he would be completely upset. So rules can be boring, but they can be a safeguard. And I'm so glad we have them. Even the ones that I don't necessarily want to obey at the time, it's the best thing for me. It's the best thing for our time. It's the best thing for society. And I'm just grateful that people, for the most part, follow the rules.